I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what, all times, good, bad, ugly. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Good day, everyone. Good to be back for another podcast. Today, I just want us to x-ray a very interesting topic. A crossless Christianity. A crossless Christianity. And permit me to say that a crossless Christianity is a worthless Christianity. This is to say that a Christian without a cross is a worthless Christian. Because the Bible says that anyone that must be a follower of Jesus must be a partaker of his suffering. We see that in Mark chapter 8, 34 to 35. It says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. Praise the Lord. Christ used the cross as a picture of the kind of commitment that he expects from us, his followers. A commitment that makes us willing to suffer anything, including torture, ridicule, shame, death, all for the sake of Christ. He did the same. We must be ready to take up our cross and follow Jesus, because a life without a cross is a life lived without a price. Imagine if Jesus didn't go to the cross. He was born to go to the cross. And if at the end of the day, as he saw that the cross was very heavy and weighty, and decided that, oh, Jesus, oh, and he just looked and said, Father, Lord, you know, and you know, God loved Jesus. And he said, oh, God, please take this cross away. I can't carry it. Because Jesus had seen the sting of death, the pain that death leaves in the hearts of those that are bereaved. And if Jesus had said, oh, no, I won't take this, so I can't take it. A king, in fact, God himself, now being born in a manger, not a sophisticated hospital, in a manger with bleating animals. Jesus raised with a carpenter. Jesus quietly living his life for 30 good years. Like a nobody, like an ordinary person, carrying the cross of a carpenter, living life like an ordinary person. You see, this Christianity here is not bread and butter. For as a Christian, there are things that happen to you that you begin to wonder, how much more can I bear? But Bible says, what can separate you and I from the love of God? Is it height or depth? Is it poverty? Is it sickness? By all means, nothing can separate me from the love that I have for God. Without a cross, life is useless. If you look at the accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we'll read about how Jesus went through the cross. The cross is the primary symbol of Christianity and represents the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, as well as the benefits of his death and suffering. It is also a symbol of Christ and the faith of Christians. The cross represents Christ's victory over death. It is a symbol of hope. It's a symbol of sacrifice, of forgiveness, of salvation, of freedom, of eternal life, and God's love. The cross that Jesus carried was what carried him at the end. He was nailed to that same cross, and afterward, he served as a crossover to glory. Hallelujah. So, permit me to say that That cross you seem to be, that is heavy on you right now, that is what is going to erode you to glory. So don't drop it. Carry it. When Jesus was carrying that cross to Golgotha, they saw a young man. That man was not carrying anything, because I believe if he was carrying the cross, they wouldn't have given him another cross. He wasn't carrying anything. And so he said, please help this man carry this his cross to Golgotha. That's another story. A lot of us are helping other people carry their crosses. Our own cross, we are afraid to carry it. So because we are not carrying our cross, we are helping others carry their cross to the finish line. Jesus' cross was carried to the finish line. He executed. He fought the fight. He won it. And he said, it is finished. Finito. Concluded, my task here is done. And after that was what? Glory. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching. So what is that cross? What is that cross? I normally say that your mess often is a glimpse to what your message should look like. Whatever mess you are going through right now is your message. Whatever misery you are going through right now is your ministry. Today I stand tall to talk about marriage, to talk about disappointment, rejection, to talk about heartbreak and all that, because I've been through it. But you know what? Guess what? I went through it. That is how it is. But I see how other crosses I'm carrying. Because when you are done carrying one and you are dropping it, God is giving you another cross to carry. If we don't have crosses to carry, I bet you all Christians will all be so relaxed. You know what happened to Solomon? Solomon didn't have a cross to carry. The father carried everything for him. And so he inherited a kingdom in a platter of gold. David fought all the wars. And Solomon entered into the rest of the father. Yes, he built the tabernacle. He built the most magnificent temple for God. But what? David stacked all that was needed for Solomon to build everything that Solomon built. Hallelujah. And so Solomon entered into affluence without labor, without sweat, without carrying any cross. And so when he got there, he started... He had time to have 1,000 women in his life. Imagine that. We said that David was promiscuous, but Solomon's son was Baba. He exceeded his father's mark. 1,000 women. Why? He had no cross. When kings were going to war, remember what that was what the father did, David? He had no cross. He was busy looking at Bathsheba. Whenever we are crossless, we become directionless. The cross, most of the time, aligns us with God's purpose. So, tell yourself, I will carry my cross. I will carry my cross to the end. Yeah, I don't know what your cross is, so my own cross, I'm carrying my own. I'm carrying it knowing that just the way Jesus, you know, carried his cross to the end and he ended him in glory, I too am a partaker of the suffering of Jesus, and so I will end in glory. All the things that Jesus carried the cross for. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 12:2 says, admonishes us thus that we should keep looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and right now where is he? Set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That is where he is right now. Hallelujah. That is where Jesus is right now. The cross of Jesus brought us healing. That same cross bought our freedom. He imputed in us his righteousness by taking away our sins. How? By that same cross. By the cross of Jesus. Jesus mortified our mortal body, causing us to die to self. That same cross blotted out every verdict, ordinance written against us, disarming the devil of all his power, putting them to shame and triumphing over them. You can see that in Colossians 2:14. That same cross took out of the way all the negative agenda of the devil against us. It reconciled us back to God. Colossians 1:20. The same cross that Jesus carried reconciled us back to God. You can see that in Ephesians 2:16. It crucified the world unto us. It's the power of God. That cross swallowed death in victory. And Jesus said, all power has been given unto me by the reason of carrying his cross to the end. That cross made us partakers of the blessings of Abraham. Galatians 3:13. It secured our place with God, which is what? Far above, seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That cross of Jesus replaced us with Jesus, who became our substitute. He took my place in death so that I don't have to die again or experience the consequences of my Adamic sinful nature. Genesis 22:13. So, your cross is a deliverance to someone. Your cross, if you carry it to the end, it will be liberation to someone, because nations are attached to you. You are not living for just you. You are living for many, because the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for your manifestation, is waiting for my manifestation, regardless of the cross. But don't forget that God will not give us more than we can handle. So whatever you are carrying right now as a cross, I hear him say, my grace is sufficient for you. Mm-hmm. When he went to God, they talked about the sin that don't be said. He said, my grace, my son, my grace, my daughter, is sufficient for you. I won't give you more than you can handle. And with that cross you are carrying, I will make a way of escape. God is going to make a way of escape for us. So don't forget, a crossless Christianity is a worthless Christianity. And a crossless Christian is a worthless Christian. So carry your cross with dignity, knowing that you are partaking in the suffering of Jesus, so that you can partake in the glorification of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope I encouraged you, because I encouraged me, and I'm ready to carry my cross to the end, because my cross will be my crossover to the other side. God bless you, and get excited about that cross you are carrying. It's not to crush you. It's not to crush you. It's to lift you. At the end of the day, the cross of Jesus that he carried to Golgotha lifted him up, just like that serpent that was the brazen serpent that Moses carved in the wilderness. As anyone looked at Jesus, they lived. Hallelujah. And we shall live also. You're listening to this podcast. You've not given your life to Jesus Christ. You are carrying a life. You are living a crossless life. And you want to say, Jesus, come into my life. Now, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this word is for me today. Today, I acknowledge I'm a sinner, and I bring my sin before you. I embrace you, Jesus. Come into my life. Be my Lord, my Savior. I choose to live for you from today. In the name of Jesus. No more living for the world. Write my name in the book of life. Take my name away from the book of death. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Let the reason for your cross be made manifest in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the life of the cross. The cross that brings about glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you got value for the podcast, please share it. Let somebody listen to it. My name remains Amie Mostukura, saying I love you. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend and have a blessed week ahead. Bye-bye. Jesus loves you. Don't forget about that. Regardless of the cross, he loves you. And the cross is there to lift you. Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.